You give me my portion, my envy of the boastful led me to confusion until I realized, Jesus, that you are my portion. You are my portion. You are our daily bread. You are our daily bread. And we will seek your face before we seek.
Our daily bread.
You are our daily bread. You are our daily bread. And we will seek your face before we seek your hand. You are our daily bread. You are our daily bread. And we desire you before the promised land. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. It is good for me to declare all his works. It is good for me. You are good for me. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. It is good for me to declare all his works. It is good for me. You are good for me. You are our daily bread, you are our daily bread. And we will seek your face before we seek your hand. You are our daily bread, you are our daily bread. And we desire you before the promised land. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. It is good for me to draw near my God. It is good for me to trust in my God. I want more, 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 I want more. Won't you pour it out? I want more, 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 I want more. Won't you pour it out? I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I would rather be, there's no place I would rather be, there's no place I would rather be than here in your love, here. So set a fire down in
soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Jesus, you're all we want. You're the only one who can satisfy our souls.
There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here in your love, here in your love. Sing,
I want more, just express your hunger for his presence.
I want more, 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 I want more. Won't you pour it out? I want more, 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 I want more. Pour it out,
set a fire.
So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you.
Just sing one more time. There's no place I would rather be. Just lift up your voices in that prayer to the Lord.
There's no place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. There's no place I would rather be than here.
Yes, Lord, that is our prayer this morning. We know and acknowledge, God, that you are omnipresent. You are here within our midst, that you, Jesus, are dwelling within our hearts. And yet, Lord, as we give you more of ourselves, we can encounter more of you. There was always more of you to learn, to encounter and experience. And so, God, we just ask for greater understanding of who you are, for greater encounters with your manifest presence, Lord, that you would tangibly encounter us here this morning through our worship and through your word. Holy Spirit, would you enlighten us as we look into your word, that you would convict us, that you would lead us into transformation, God, and that you would just lead us deeper into your presence. There is truly no other place that we would rather be. There's no other place that will quench our thirst and our hungering for you. Only you can satisfy. And so, Lord, we just thank you that when we seek you, we will find you, and we look forward to what you have to speak to us this morning. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
If you would remain standing in honor of the reading of God's word and open to Hebrews chapter 4. And as you would open there, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And so we bless the children as they go to their time, and thank the worship team for leading us and expressing our hunger as well as our delight and our praise to our King. Hebrews chapter 4, look this morning at verses 1 through 13. The author of Hebrews writes, "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, 'So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.' And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, 'And on the seventh day God rested from all his work.' And again in the passage above he says, 'They shall never enter my rest.' It still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.' For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his written word. Thank you for remaining standing. You may be seated.